So we're going to start with the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Zreikon Amar, somebody, Rabbi Zera, I don't know. Zera, good. Okay, boy. What's boy mean?
He asked.
He had a question. Ahad Nasiv Turmusa, someone who, what's a Turmusa?
Bean.
Some sort of bean. Umivarech Ilave, he makes a brach on it. Vinafal Mine. And then it falls. Ma'u, what is the din? Ma'u Mivarech Ilave Zman Teninos. Should he make a second bracha? So perhaps Ilave is referring to the same item that he picks up, but it seems to me that's not the way the Rishonim, at least some of the Rishonim that we focus on today, learn. And the question is, do you make a bracha on something else, right? Another bean that didn't fall on the floor. So the Gemara asks, so that's the question. What do you do about this thing that fell on the floor? Do you make another bracha, or is your bracha that you made on the Termusa fell on everything on the other Termusa as well? So the Gemara asks, so mahu beino levein amas amayim. So what's the difference between your, you have a question on a certain case, but why is that case different than the case of the river? And what do we say in the case of the river? Amrin tamon l'chav kivin daito mitchila. Mahu beino levein amas amayim. So what's the difference between that case of the river? So what's the din in the case of the river? What's the din in the case of the river? You
want to drink. Makes a bracha when the river, let's cup in the drinks. When he was raising the bracha, the water moves from him.
He probably didn't have a cup. If he had a cup, that was going to take care of the problem. Right? So he's probably just like sticking his hand in as you're.
He had das.
So the bracha covers even the thing that's not necessarily in front of him at the time of the bracha, the water that was coming, so that works. So in that case, maybe by the termusa also, the bracha should cover the second termusa as well. So the Gemara says, no. So there's a difference. Over here, he didn't have, here by the termusa, he didn't have das for the second one necessarily. He had das on the first one. So the bracha is going to be on the first one, but in the case of the Amas Amayim, his das was on the whole water. He knew by definition that the bracha that he was making wasn't going to be on the water that was in front of him at the time that he made the bracha. Okay, so that's how the Gemara seems to end that discussion. We'll see if that's true. So that's the first case in the Gemara. So let's just make clear that's the first case. So what's the halacha about Termusan? Say the bracha again. You sure? Because you didn't have kavana. Okay, possibly. So let's see the next case. Tani Rafia, Ein Mavarchan al Pasal v'Shashu Pare. So this should be familiar to us if you were here for the din of Pasnu Bakara. So this came up. So according to Rafia, you don't make Ein Mavarchan al Pas. You don't make a bracha on the Pas el v'Shashu Pare. Except when you are separating it, cutting it, separating it, something or other. So you don't make a bracha, except when you're cutting it. So we'll have to see what that means. And then the third case is Amar Chia Barva, Hada Amra. And it sounds like he's connecting it to the original statement. So this is from this we learn. Ahim Denasit Pugla. What's a pugla?
Radish.
A who?
Radish.
A pizza?
Radish.
Snow. So I thought it was a radish. So snow's a radish. That's what I thought. It doesn't matter. It's like, what exactly is, it's not as important to what happens to it. So you have a pugla, a mevarech ilave, and you make a bracha, but ulo asi liyade. What's ulo asi liyade?
It wasn't in your hand?
It wasn't in your hand? What did you say? You dropped it. Are you saying the same thing?
No.
No, you're saying you dropped it, you're saying it wasn't in your hands. Was it in your hands originally?
No, I think you...
So he's saying, lost the other means it didn't come to my hand at all. You're saying, nafal miyade means that it fell. Okay, so lost the other means it fell.
Wasn't
there? I don't know. We'll see. I'm just asking what the words mean. Yeah, what did you say? So you're saying, nasif pogla means already holding it.
Yeah, it means already take.
Okay, maybe. So that's a fair point. Either way, we have two... There's a difference. We have two ways of understanding it. Either it wasn't in your hand at all, or it was in your hand and you dropped it. We'll see later how that plays a difference. Then the Gemara goes on to say, so what's it did? So Tzarech L'mevarchei Lov is Mantinatus. There you have to make a second bracha. The Gemara says, talks about Baruch Shem Kamal, so we're not going to deal with that now. There's three cases in the Gemara. Number one is the case of Tormusa. The second is the case of the Pas, and the third is the case of the Pukla. So the din in Tormusa, you said, is what? You have to say a bracha. So if you ask me, I'm not sure if that's clear. What did the Yerushalmi ask? It was Bari. I just follow the Shach and the Tari. Ask the question. What do you do? Do you make a bracha or you don't make a bracha? And then what does the Gemara say? What? It brings the case of water, right? So why don't you do? Why wouldn't it be the same thing as water? Where you would not have to make a new bracha. But what does the Gemara then say? Water is different because you had das. So where do we end up with maskana? If you just take this case by itself, where do you end up? What? It's a question. The Gemara asked a question and didn't answer it. It asked, do I make a bracha? It compared it, why not to Amas Amayim? We said, no, it's not the same thing as Amas Amayim because it's different. So we're still left with the question, one second, we're still left with the question, do you make a bracha or do you not make a bracha on the case of Tormusa? Yeah.
It seems, at least I'm on a question, it doesn't prove it, but it seems from the proof that they try to bring that it ends up being a disproof. It says, Hakel lo lekachai v'dayti mitchila, which means that since you didn't have das, implying that you have to make a new bracha. It kind of implies
no, so it's saying, but then, no, because that, so you want to say that the maskana is coming to answer, but I'm saying, I don't know if that's a pashut reading. And the pashut reading seems to be, no, I think the pashut reading is that it's trying to bring a raya from the Amas Amayim, and it's saying that's not a raya because here it's not kibin daite, and then you have to put it together. And therefore, now we know the suffix. The suffix is, if you're not kibin daite, and you have a termusa in front of you, and in your hand, and then it falls, so what's the din? So does it matter that you are not kivein daite or not? Right? Maybe you have to make a bracha even if you are not kivein daite.
Well, that's not what we bring out from the proof of the water. From the proof of the water, we see that if you're not kivein daite, then you have to
We're make saying the water is a different question. The water is not a question at all.
Question because you have kivein daite.
The water is not a question at all because you have kivein daite. Here, implying here is a question because you're not kivein daite. So that's the question. What's the din? Right? I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure any Rishonim learn like you're saying. Most Rishonim learn like what I'm saying. That there's a question here. What do you do in this case? What's the halacha in Tormusa? Do you make a new bracha or do you not make a new bracha? So it seems like from this case in isolation, I like your clip. From this case in isolation, what is the din in Tormusa? So I would say, I don't know. It's a question. There's no answer. So now let's go to Tosfos. Tosfos on a Tes Amud Aleph. Right, whether you saw it or not in Seder, don't worry about it. We'll just go through it. Go to Lama Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Batzar. All the way towards the end, around 15 lines up from the bottom of the Tosfos, it says, V'od Yesh B'Yerushalmi. Everybody with me? Middle of the line. V'od Yesh B'Yerushalmi, Hecha Devarach HaTermusa L'Michla. If you made a bracha on termusa to eat, v'nafal miyadei, and it falls from your hand, v'shakal achrid. Now you take a different one, right? Tosos learns, like I told you before, that you're taking a new termusa. Okay? So what do you do? Bayi bruchei zimna achrisi. You have to make a new bracha. Uparech maishna mi'amas amayim, perish to mevarach lishtos. So what's the difference between that and amas amayim? Bani asli bani achrisi menu, vein tzarech levarach pamacheres. So what's the difference between there, where you don't have to make a new bracha? So Mishani Hacha Avadaita Mitzchilu Lizeh, Shai Yodeh Shal Yelchulen. So by the Amas Amayim, we knew that it was going to leave. So therefore, it's okay. Avam Termusa Lo Yadah Shi Yipu Miyadah V'yomar. So and then you make a Baruch Shem Kamal V'Solam Bet. So you didn't know it was going to Lo Yadah Shi Yipu Miyadah, and therefore, you would not, well, therefore, according to Tosfos, what would you do? Do you make a bracha or do you not make a bracha? According to Tosfos, case of Tormusa, do you make a bracha or do you not make a bracha? He says you, right? Bahi bruche is in the achris, you have to make a new bracha. So I just left off the Rishami telling you that it's not clear. It was a question and there was no answer. Tosfos says simply, Bahi bruche is in the achris. He doesn't even raise the fact that the Rishami had a question in the first place. It says simply, Bahi bruche is in the achris. Then it says, oh, what's the difference between Amas and Mayim? So Tosfos seems to be, difficult within the reading of the Yerushalmi, since the Yerushalmi said it's a question, Tosfos says it's pasha, you have to make a new bracha. Yeah.
He's just reading right now already.
I don't think he is. You, body burners are going to park my shnami, I'm so my parents
are going to park. I thought Noah's reading as well.
Sorry?
I thought how Noah read as well. I thought it was
you
answering
think
the question.
That's what Noah's saying.
Reading
I'll tell you why, because even according to you, it doesn't read well. Because Tosfos is saying in the Yerushalmi that you have to make a new bracha. Then the Yerushalmi asks, oh, why do I have to make a new bracha? By Amos Amayim, I don't have to make a new bracha. So according to the way you're saying it, you could explain it that way, but then originally it's not a question at all. It's a din. Bai bruchi, you have to make a new bracha. And Tosfos says, why is this different than Amos Amayim? So Amos Amayim is different. The way you were saying it before is the maskana, Tosfos, the maskana, the Yerushalmi is saying that you have to make a new bracha. Tosfos is not saying the maskana you have to make a new bracha. He's saying originally the din is that you don't have to make, originally the din is that you have to make a new bracha. You understand what I'm saying? It's a little bit of a slight nuance. According to Tosfos' reading, he's saying, it's Pashut, according to Yerushalmi, we start, all our starting point is, you don't have to make a new bracha. Then it asks for Amos Amayim. And then it says, Amos Amayim is different because you had the Kavanah. But here you don't have to make a bracha. The way we explain the Yerushalmi is that it's a question, it's a bite. So you could read Tosfos could be reading Yerushalmi that it's not a question, the question is why. If you just look at Yerushalmi, it seems like it is a question.
Why did you read Yerushalmi as explaining what the Tosfos is, as what Yerushalmi is saying?
It could, but then you just have to say that originally it's not a question, right? But he doesn't mean...
No, he's telling you what's going on with Yerushalmi. Now he's bringing up the questions that you might have against it.
They would love
to mess right, it's just... I hear what you're saying, but Tosfos doesn't read that one. Then why is he quoting Tosfos or Yerushalmi? Just tell us the maskana. Just read the way Tosfos says it. Bai bruchi zin achrini. Uparif. You have to make a new bracha. And then the Gemara, and then the Yerushalmi asks, what's the difference between that and Amos Amayim? So why is he telling us the maskana and then going back and then saying that the Yerushalmi asks on the maskana?
He knows you're going to ask these questions, Alex.
No, I'm saying he's either telling us the Yerushalmi or he's not telling us the Yerushalmi. Tell us the maskana and then forget about it. He's telling us the maskana and then going back and asking a question. And then telling us that Yerushalmi is asking a question on the maskana, just doesn't reach straight. Why would he tell us the maskana right here? Tell us Yerushalmi has a question, and then tell us how it was posted the question. I hear what everybody's saying. I'm just saying that something doesn't read right anyway. Unless you say that the word ba'i in the Yerushalmi, right, I'm not holding in Yerushalmi's, doesn't mean a question. Maybe it just means that that's the answer, and that I'm just telling you it did. Ba'i means I'm telling you it did. It's possible.
Could you read it, Bali, it's a question, and then put the question mark after Mahu, and then the answer is Marek Alvez, Man Tinu.
What? That you're making?
You put the question after the word Mahu, then it's a question answer question. Then that's an answer, and after that's an answer, and then the question asks on the answer.
So, Ma, what's
it then?
So the answer is Mavarach Alvez, Man Tinu. Okay, here. They'd agree like that. Tosfos had the body is a question. What do you make on Tirmusa? Question mark after Mahu. Yerushalmi answers, Mevarach Alav is Mana Tinah. So make a second bracha. Then Yerushalmi asks, oh, but why is that different than Amos Amayim? So let me answer that question. Okay, so yeah, I hear that. If you read that way, then it would fit in. Then you're asking a question, you're answering the question, you're asking a question on that question. And therefore, Tosfos here is just telling us the Yerushalmi says you make a new bracha, and then it asks on that. So that would fit.
Why would
no, because here he's not going out of order. He was going in order of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi tells us to make a new bracha, and then the Yerushalmi asks on that, then the Yerushalmi answers that. So that fits in with the order. The way you were saying it before, the order didn't fit in. He's telling us maskana, then they're going back and assuming that we didn't know the maskana and telling us what the question was. According to the way you're reading it, is that Tosfos is telling us an answer, then asking on that question, then telling us the answer again. So and answering that question, which gets back to maskana that you make a new bracha. I hear if you read the Yerushalmi that way, and Tosfos fits in nicely. Okay, that's good. I didn't think of that. Okay, so that's possible. So according to Tosfos, the maskana the first din of the Yerushalmi is that you make a new bracha. Okay, does the Rush learn like this? What? So, yes and no. So, the Rush doesn't learn the way that you just explained. The Rush learns the maskana the same thing, but he doesn't learn the Shaka Batar and the Yerushalmi the same way you did. So, look in the Rush. Simen Chav. Yerushalmi, Rezeka, Merezera, Vay. Hi, Mandanasa, Termusa, Mavarach, Allah, Vinafu, Mine, Malagruka, Lezina, Tinyasa, Perush. And now, what is read this line carefully? There's a question Yerushalmi has. You have to make a bracha. Okay, but maybe no. The truth is, maybe he is reading the same as us. Let's see. But now that you told me this new way, we have to see what he's saying. So now he asks, "Ma bein olavein amas amayim." Amran Taman Lacha, Kivin Daito Mitfila, Baram Hafu, Kivin Daito Mitfila. So, the truth is, you're right. It could be that he is reading Tosas the same way. Then there's a question. Oh, no. He doesn't.
No,
he's
explaining just the question.
Sorry. No, he doesn't read the same way. He's saying, just there's a question. Do you make a bracha or not? It's a mibay. Mibay, like, do you make a question? Then we say, why is there even a question? Why is what's different than Amas Amayim? And the answer is, it's different than Amas Amayim because Amas Amayim Kivin Daito, Lo Kivin Daito. So the maskana, the rush seems to be saying it's still a question. There's no answer to that question. So now, let's keep going. So Tani Rebbe Chiya in the Baruch Hanal
Tav. The rush does not.
Read like Tosfos. The way he's reading Tosfos. The Tosfos, according to the way we're reading it, was that Tosfos is telling us that the Rishami says the maskana, the din is that you need a new bracha, and then it asks an Amas Amayim and answers that question. What we're saying is no, is that we have a question. And we're asking on the question. The question doesn't make any sense from Amas Amayim. Then we say, no, the question still makes sense. But it's still a question. And before he tells us the answer, he just says it's a question. Before he tells us the answer, he says, Ma bein ol bein Amas Amayim. Why is that different than Amas Amayim? So we're still within a question. So now, so fine. So it seems like we just left off as a question. So now keep going. Tani Rebbe Chiya, Ein Mevarchen al Pas El B'Shashu Poris. You only make like the second din. You only make a bracha on the pas when you're poris it. So Amr Bchia Bar Vahada Amra Hadin Dinasa Pugla Mevarch Alea Vu Lo Asa Liyade. This is the third case. The Pugla, the radish didn't cut Lo Asa Liyade, whatever that means. Sarach Levruche Alea Zman Tinyasa. You have to make another bracha. So what about the Pugla? Is that a maskana? Is that a question or a maskana for the Pugla? Do you have to make a new bracha or do you not have to make a new bracha? Just for the Pugla. Right? It seems like you do. There's no question. It's just as for Pukla, you do have to make a new bracha. That's even in the Yerushalmi itself, not just the Rosh. For Pukla, you do have to make a new bracha. So then the case of Amr Tafim, Amr Yudin, Sarkom, Amr Roshim, Rosh Salved, Shoz Mishan HaTayel, let's leave the Baruch Shem for another time. So now here's the Rosh. Mitok HaYerushalmi Mashma, the Hodeim Mevarachan Ala Pas, El Bishashu Botzeah, now he's saying, Mitocha Yerushalmi Mashma. From the Yerushalmi, it's Mashma. So what's the second case? Right? This is a big question we have to keep in mind. What's the progression in the Yerushalmi? You have the case of the Termusa, which may or may not have been answered. According to the Rosh, it seems like it wasn't answered just from the Gemara. Then you have the case of the Pas, with that you have to do it while you're being poor. And you have the case of Pugla. What's the progression? Is there any connection between these three cases? So the Rush says that, yes, there is a connection. What's the connection? So he's saying, from the Yerushalmi, it seems that the second case, the case of the Pas, what's the reason why you make the bracha, Bishashu Botzeya? The reason is, Shelo Yivtza Kodem Bracha, you don't make it before the bracha, Shema Tipo HaPrusa Miyado V'Te'aben. Maybe the same case as the Termusa. Maybe the piece of bread, if you cut it too early, will then fall. And if it falls and it gets dirty and you're going to lose it, V'Yitzterach Latzer L'Varcha HaPrusa Acher, so you're going to have to make a new bracha. So the case of the Pas, the Rush is explaining, is based on the case of Termusa. It's this progression. It's a natural progression, one to the other. The reason why Rav Chiya says you make the bracha as you're cutting it and not beforehand is because you don't want it to fall after you cut it. Then you're gonna have to make a new bracha. So b'yeshkan bracha levatal, it's gonna be a bracha levatal if you have to make a second bracha. Aval. So what's better? Kishahu mivarech kodem bitzi. When you make the bracha beforehand, al kol hapas, on the whole bread, not cutting it before. Im tipol haprusim yado yifros acheres lo yitzarach levarech. So if the piece falls, who cares if it falls? Your bracha is chal on the entire pas, and therefore you can have the other part of it. So now, aval gab the gemara didan pliga Yerushalmi v'hai taima. So what is the Rosh saying here? What's the machlokas between our gemara and the Yerushalmi? So this isn't the fundamental machlokas in terms that it's going to change any halakhas here. He's just saying, yeah, what's he saying?
He's saying here why the reason that we have, he's saying like Tosas here, the reason that we make Brach Peshach, Motze is because the Peshach said it might fall.
Right, so
we, when we said in the Gemara that it just, it's just
So all he's pointing out here is that just in the understanding of the reasoning why you shouldn't make the bracha, why you should make the bracha before you cut it and not cut it first, and the understanding of that, our Gemara says it's because sar shetichla bracha not pas. You just have to make the bracha with the pas. Yerusham is adding another reason, Yerusham, or a different reason, that maybe it's going to fall, like Tosfos pointed out before. So he's saying that, yes, these are two different explanations within the same din, but that itself is not such a fundamental point, because the din is the same, it's just the explanation is different. So he therefore says, right, so Afa got the Gemara Didan Pliga Yerushalmi Behai Taima Mikal Makam Lemaidim Yerushalmi Zeh. So now this is the kicker. We learn from this Yerushalmi Shim Hayu Peros Lefana. If you have fruits in front of you, Vidaito La'achlam, double underline that or triple underline that. You have fruits in front of you, and your das is to eat them. Vinatal Echad Mehem, and you only took one of them. Viyavarchalav, and your bracha was chal on that one. Vinafal Miyado, then it falls Vinevon and it gets destroyed. Tsarech bracha acheres ala peros sheyochal. You have to make a new bracha on the peros that you just that were, even though they're in front of you and they're the das to eat them, you still have to make a new bracha because the pre that was in your hands fell on the floor. That we learn from this Yerushalmi, from this din of Tormusa, and from the din of Pas. Okay, that's what the Rush says. You have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to say why can't you just say the Maskanas were also different? According to how the Rush read out, how the Rush read the Bavli, you did a small cut before, then made the Bracha, and then finished cutting off the Bracha. But the Rush doesn't seem to say anything about that.
Right, so the one thing to keep in mind is that there's a little bit of a distinction between Rava and Rav Chiya without an argamar, meaning Tosfos and the whole thing about the little slice. Then the stop, that was all within Rava. This is not, we're not talking within Rava now, we're talking about within, what is it, Rechia, right?
He's talking about Maskanas HaBavli. Maskanas HaBavli is...
I don't think he's talking about Maskanas, but I think he's talking about the opinion within the Bavli. That Shita within the Bavli.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
So why would he say it's being Chayyim?
Just that you might think that since Yerushalmi gives this whole new reason that we're going to avoid, that we don't pass like Yerushalmi. That the reason of the Yerushalmi is irrelevant because our Bavli gave a different reason. So we're saying no, that even though the Yerushalmi is different than our Bavli in the reasoning, still we're going to go like the psak of the Yerushalmi stands. The psak of the Yerushalmi, that if you make a bracha on something, then it falls, you have to make a new bracha, that stands.
So he's doing that Rabbi Chiya, that you need to finish the bracha at the same time.
Sar Shetifla Bracha Ma'apas. Yeah, I think so. I think that's what he's saying. So according to the Rush, here's our question. Does everybody have the Rush down before we ask our question? What does the Rush say?
I missed that.
Do you want to read again?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Rush says, even though, again, the reasonings within Rav Chiya here are different than in the Yerushalmi, still, we learn from this Yerushalmi, Shim Hayu Peros Lefana, if you have fruits in front of you, Vidaito La'achlam, and your das was to eat them. Right, even if they're in front of you, even if your das is to eat them, but v'natal echad mehem, you picked up one of them, uberach alav, your bracha was chal on that one, v'nafal miyado, and then that one fell, v'nevad, and it gets destroyed, tzarech bracha acheres ala peros sheyochel, you have to make a new bracha on the other fruits. You have to make a new bracha on the other fruits. That's how the Rush comes out, l'maskana in the Yerushalmi. Okay? Now, here's the question. If the Rush learned that the first part of the Yerushalmi, the Termusa, was a question, right? It was a ba'i, and not like we explained in Tosfos that we answered that question, but it was just a ba'i, so where does he come out that this is the maskana of the Yerushalmi? Where, how did he get that this is the maskana of the Yerushalmi? Right, maybe it's just a ba'i. Right, so exactly. The point is that the Rush learns these two cases are identical. Right, that you have the first case and then the second case of nafal of the pas, even though it doesn't say nafal explicitly, the Rush is saying pshat in that is nafal, and since the maskana there is that you make a new bracha. Same thing we're going to say is by termusa. So the Gemara, what he's saying, the Yerushalmi, is nifshat. It answers its own question. It had a ba'i, and the second case answers that question. Even though, just keep in mind, that the second case is very vague and very ambiguous. It's just the Rush's pshat in the second case that helps him answer that question. But if you go, there's a third case. What was the third case? The pugla. So what's the case of the pugla? You had the pugla below asi liyade. What's lo asi liyade? So let's go with your pshat. What's lo asi liyade? That it was in your hand and it fell. So that's how the Rush has to understand that also. It's the same exact case. It's a repetition. It's the pugla is you have the fruit and you drop it, and the Yerushalmi says explicitly, you make a new bracha. So here you have the Rush basically in all three cases is going to say the same thing. The first case is a question. Do you make a new bracha? Do you not make a bracha? Then the second two cases are coming to answer that first two case, the first two cases. The pas case is coming to say you do have to make a new bracha. And the pugla case is the same exact case. It was in your hands. It fell. You make a new bracha. So the Yerushalmi answers its own question. You have to make a new bracha. And therefore the Rush says, halacha lemaisa. I have a fruit. I make a bracha on it. I drop it. Even if I have other fruits in front of me, and even if my das was on other fruits, I still have to make a new bracha like this Yerushalmi. Halacha lemaisa, that's how the Rush posits. Okay? Now, just, yeah.
What? Well, which is the second case on? What is the case?
Yerushalmi just says a vague, ambiguous lashon of, if you have to, what is it? You have to... Right? So the Rush is saying that that's the same pshat. Is that the same thing by pas? Is that the reason why you don't make a bracha until you the reason why you don't cup before you make a bracha is because maybe one will fall and then you'll have to make a new bracha. Okay, so it's the same thing. So you could say like the Rush without going so far. But the Rush is saying that you even need to, that even if you had das on everything else, then you still have to make a new bracha.
Why? That's not like how he's explaining the past. He explains in the past that you have das daf on that thing, and you don't have das on anything else. But if you were to have das on other things, then...
No, it's that by definition, when you're cutting it, you are showing, you're designating that by definition is only what I'm having das on. It's sort of like you can't have das against that, no matter what your mind thinks. Your actions of cutting indicate that what you are doing is specifically on this half of the bread, and not, even if in theory your mind was thinking that you want the whole thing, your actions overtake that. And this goes actually, just to point out, it's the same thing with the fruit, right? Let's say, or somebody asked me before, about what's the difference between, how does the Rosh say you make a new bracha, what about Amas Amayim? By Amas Amayim, you had das on the whole thing. So you had das on everything, as your question before. By Amas Amayim, you have das on everything, and it works. You don't have to make a new bracha. So what's the difference? Why does the Rosh say that even if you have das here, it doesn't work, you still have to make a new bracha? So the answer is the same thing over there. You're holding the fruit, or you're cutting the fruit. So from the fact that your actions show that this is only what I'm having, it's not the same thing as Amas Amayim, which is just a free-flowing water, which your hands aren't designating what you're eating. It's because you're holding it. That your actions indicate that your das is only on this, regardless of if in your mind you're thinking it's on more. Okay, that's what the Rush, that's how you, I think that's the way you have to understand the Rush. Yeah.
If you weren't holding any apples, you had 10 apples in front of you, then...
So the question is, according to the Rush, what would happen if you're not holding anything? So that's machlokas in the Achronim, if you look around. Maybe. Is it machlokas in the Achronim exactly how to learn that?
So it's only when you're holding an apple and you still have apples in front of you, you have das on all the apples, you're going to need a new bracha, only when you're holding an apple.
That's the question. I'm going to assume that that's true. That seems the way that you would have to read the Rush, but it is a machlokas now. Yeah.
Is it implying that if it was in your hand, it was rot, just in the other half, or is it?
Also, the poskim talk about that. If it's nimas, so let's say poskim talk about, let's say you realize it's not kosher, and all these diyunim, they're just pratim within this question. Yeah.
I just don't understand why the pas is different. Why is pas the same as the pears?
Because by you cutting it, you're indicating that you want your bracha to be chal only on this part.
So that's the same thing as holding your hand?
Yeah, it's the same thing as holding your hand.
So why should why should shalim, I mean, why should by making a bracha on a pas shalim be any different than?
Because you haven't indicated anything. Oh, why would it be different than Paris Lefana? Maybe not. That's what I'm saying. It seems from the Rush that if you weren't holding anything, or if you didn't cut anything, you're right. It seems like the bracha would be chal on everything.
He doesn't say that. Different. By pas shalim, he says that it will be yotz on the whole.
Yeah.
By Paris Lefana, it's not.
Because by you holding it, it's not the same thing as pas shalim. You holding it is like cutting the bread in half. You holding it is indicating your bracha is only being chal on this one. Right. So now, the question that you should all be thinking of, which we're not going to answer in this second, is, let's just be clear here. Let's say you did like the Rush said, and you made a bracha only on this fruit in front of you. So can you then eat another fruit?
Yes.
Yes. Right? You could. Even though the Rush seems to be saying that no, the bracha is only chal on this one in front of you. But no, and nobody would argue that if you make a bracha on this fruit and you eat from this fruit and nothing falls, right? Nobody would say that you can't eat the other fruit, even though you're saying my das was only on this. My das is only on this. So what's the difference? So we'll skip ahead to the lumpus a little bit before we were going to. But yeah, what's the difference?
When you take the fruit, I'm saying the bracha on this fruit. You're not saying that I'm not eating any other fruit.
Excellent. So again, we'll elaborate on this a little bit later. But the point is that there's a difference between the question here is what's my bracha being chal on? So I'm having das, my bracha is being chal on X and not Y. That's not saying that I'm not going to eat Y. I could eat Y. My das could be that I'm going to eat Y, and therefore I could eat Y after I make my bracha. The question is, what's my bracha being chal on? And if you didn't chop that now, we're going to get to that. We're going to repeat that later in a bigger context. Okay? So this is the Rush. So you have the Rush. We understand how he learns in Yerushalmi. It's all one big case. There's a question in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi answers its question by the second and third case of saying that you do have to make a bracha again. And then there's a detail within the Rush, an important detail, Halacha Lemaisa, about that even if the fruit's in front of you, and even if your das is on everything, your bracha is only chal on what's in your hand, and therefore if it drops, you would have to make a new bracha. That's the Rush. I just want to point out quickly, go back to Tosfos, Lamatesimah Beis, not Lamatesimah Aleph. So Lamatesimah Beis, the one we did in Shir the other day, so just see how Tosfos also is sort of trying to pull a fast one here. So right again, within the context of Pasim Bakar and how it passes within Rabbah, in the middle of Tosfos, on the Testament Beis, he says, V'yeshu mevim raya shetzarach l'sayim ha-bracha kodem sheyifsa. So those that bring a raya from the Yerushalmi, that you have to make a bracha before you cut, or at least rip, mitatani rabbi chiyah b'Yerushalmi, eim barachna pas el v'shashu pores, you only make a bracha when you're being pores. Same thing like the Rush says. Because maybe after you're being pores, then it's going to fall and you're going to have to make a new bracha. My only point here is that if we weren't learning the sugya, and like when we learned Pasim Bakara, and you didn't look up the Yerushalmi, Tosfos just completely brainwashed you. Right? Tosfos brainwashed you into his pshat, which is the same as the Rush's pshat, in the reason why you can't be pores before the bracha. The reason is because maybe it'll fall. Just keep in mind, the Yerushalmi didn't say that. And we'll see why I'm saying this when we see the other Rishonim. The Yerushalmi did not say that the reason why you can't make the bracha, the reason why you make the bracha and then your pores, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that that's because it might fall. It doesn't say that. The Rush combined the two together, the first case and the second case, and the third case for that matter. And Tosos is anytime you read Tosos, just keep in mind, he may or may not have his own agenda, and is not telling you the complete story. There are other ways of reading the Yerushalmi. So just keep in mind, anytime when you see Tosos quoting somebody, right, the easy thing is to just assume he's telling you the truth. The harder thing, and I guess the more correct thing, is to try to look up the sources to make sure he's not trying to trick you. So that's just what I wanted to point out in that Tosos. So now, let's see the other Yerushalmi. Yeah. This Tosfos is explaining Rabbah. Okay, I hear you. It gets confusing about which shita they're going on. I'm going to avoid that. I think it's going to confuse everybody, including myself. So let's just Ikaron. Let's just get down the ideas, and then we'll figure out those details another time. So just there's another opinion here. Just as while we're in the Rush, If you this isn't an Iker Shita in the sense of Halach L'maisa, but if you go to the Beis Yosef, I just want to point out one more opinion here, that Paskins like the Rush, but for a different reason. So go to the Beis Yosef, you have it on the second side of your sheets. Go to the Beis Yosef where he says the Shiboli Alekin. So the second paragraph that I asked you to see, we'll just read it together. Vizet Lashon Shiboli Alekin. Matzasi L'Rav Nissim Gaon. Rav Nissim Gaon says, Hamavarach HaKos, V'nilkach Mimenu Oso HaKos. You make a bracha, and somebody takes away the cup away from you. U'balishtos Kos Acher. And you come to read, to drink another cup. Chozer Mavarach Pashniyah. You have to make a new bracha. Right, same din as the Rush. Ruah din l'chol davar. Same thing. Anything applies. And the Raya is from the Yerushalmi. The din of nasid termusa mevarach aleh. So now umistabra d'lo efshet bayu. Right, our same problem. It seemed like Yerushalmi didn't answer its question. So how can we paskin l'chumra? So we gave a whole mahalach in the Rush that the second and third answers are really being nifshat within the Yerushalmi gufa. So here's another way to understand why you would be machmir even if you don't read the Yerushalmi that way. Umistabra. The low ifshat bayan, the shema svaras hagaon, right? Rav Nissim Gaon holds l'shavya kiteku the isura lechumra. So he says a fascinating thing here. Perhaps the svara of Rav Nissim Gaon to be machmir on the shaila, even though the Yerushalmi didn't answer it. Not like the Rush, where the Yerushalmi did answer it eventually. The Yerushalmi didn't answer the question. So why would you say you have to make a new bracha? What's the general klal if you have a safek in brachos? Safek brachos lahakel. And all of a sudden he's coming along and saying maybe the pshat is Safek Brachos L'Chumra. So where do you get Safek Brachos L'Chumra? Yeah.
Maybe the same
Alav. Oh, so the Rian of Kibbe Egan, Tosas Brachos Yud Beis. So it could be that that's pshat. Who remembers that? I assume you did it with Revised Zin? Nobody? Maybe? You didn't do it? How do you know it?
You did do it.
A long time ago. What is it? So what did the Tosas and Brachos Yud Beis says according to the Ri? Right, you say Safek Brachos L'Chumra. You'd have to make a new bracha because of the Isser of Me'ila. You Asur L'Adam, right? What does it? It's a matir, but this is Pashup Shad. He's just saying that there's an Isser to be Nena Mi'olam Azeh below bracha, right at the beginning of Parakeis and Mevarachim. And since there's an Isser to be Nena without a bracha, so therefore Safek Brachos by Birchas HaNenin is L'Chumra. The klal of Safek Brachos L'Kula applies to Birchas HaMitzvos, to other brachos. By Birchas HaNenin, since there's an Isser to be Nana, so therefore you're going to say Safek Brachos LeChumra. So perhaps that's the pshat, that's what he's saying over here. That's why we go LeChumra, because according based on that Ri, Safek Brachos LeChumra. Just keep in mind that Ri is a big chiddush, and most poskim do not agree with that, and we say Safek Brachos LeKula even by Birchas HaNenin, and 99% of the poskim say that. The Ri himself is a chiddush, and therefore it's also hard to assume that that's... maybe that's Pshat and the Rav Nissim Gaon. Maybe the Ri was coming from that, you know, from that idea. But it's not Lekuliyama. Most poskim don't say that. But perhaps that's the Pshat. How you can be Machmir here to say another bracha, even if you assume the Yerushalmi doesn't answer its question. The Rush says Yerushalmi answers its question. The Yerushalmi, according to Rav Nissim Gaon, maybe didn't answer the question, but still you make a new bracha to Safek Brachos LeChumra. Okay, so that's end of Mahalach 1. Of the Rush and 1A, I guess, or Rav Nissim Gaon. Now we have to see the second main opinion within the Rishonim and stick on them with the Beis Yosef. It's just easier than looking up the Rishonim inside because he quotes them. So, Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion? And again, I'm just putting in the caveat here that it's difficult and you could spend a lot of time, you could probably spend the whole shiur analyzing exactly what Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is. But since we don't have that time, we're just going to assume, like most people, read the Rabbeinu Tam. So what do you think Rabbeinu Tam's saying? According to Rabbeinu, the Beis Yosef. And keep in mind, Rabbeinu Tam's not in Tosfos. And he quotes the Hagos Maimonides. He's a Kobo, quotes Rabbeinu Tam also. And that's part of the reason why it's hard to understand exactly what Rabbeinu Tam's saying. It depends on the person you look into. Each source seems to present it a little bit differently. Yes, what's Rabbeinu Tam saying?
This cup of wine to every other cup, so therefore you're not going to say another bracha. There's absolutely no difference.
Right, so what's the case for Rabbeinu Tam? What does it say? Let's read it inside. Right, so the Hagos Maimonides quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Kasa B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, this is in the right after the first paragraph of Kasa Rabbeinu Manoach, the second line. V'hagos Maimonides, Kasa B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Shim Berach ala Kos, make a brach on a cup, V'nishbach, it spills, V'yivu lo Kos Acher, and you bring another cup. Dai lo B'Bracha Rishona. No, you don't have to make a new bracha, just that first bracha counts, even if the first cup spilled. D'mali hu, Ma li acher? Why do I care if the bracha is chal on what you made the bracha originally, or if it's on something else? V'chem kasav ha-kolbo. The kolbo says the same thing. So Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to make a new bracha if the cup spills. So what's pshat? What do you say pshat is? What does Rabbeinu Yosef say pshat is? V'nirem shehem sobrim dinaktinan v'hayi bayad Yerushalmi l'kula. Yerushalmi had a suffix. Suffolk bracha sahakel. We don't know what the answer is. Something falls, they have to make a bracha on it. We go l'kul, you don't make a bracha again. So Rabbeinu Tam would say, something falls, don't make the bracha again. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? So now we have to understand, we'll get to in a second, how does he learn the rest of the Yerushalmi? Right? That's just the first half. The first half is that it's a suffolk bracha sahakel. What about the second and third cases? So we'll get to that in a few minutes. So now, I'm just pointing out the second, the Beis Yosef points out another point in Rabbeinu Tam, at the end of that paragraph. He says, Lefizet, right, the last line before that paragraph ends. So skip a few lines, we'll skip the Venira. Skip the Kamosha Kasav. So Lefizet, this next line, and the next line. Lefizet, Tzarech Lomar, Shemasha Kasav Rabbeinu Tam, V'yivu lo kos acher. So what does it mean, b'shivi lo kos acher? They're bringing him another cup. So it's b'shahaya daito alav mishar rishonim. The Beis Yosef, again, how exactly learned the Rabbeinu Tam could be dependent upon the source that we're getting the Rabbeinu Tam from. But either way, for halach l'maisa, for the purpose of the shir, Beis Yosef makes clear that the Rabbeinu Tam is holding that it's only if you have das for the second cup. If you didn't have das for a second cup, when you made the bracha on the first cup, if it spills, then if you don't have das, you have to make another bracha. Rabbeinu Tam says, when do you not have to make a new bracha? That's if you had das. If you didn't have das, you would have to make a new bracha. So that's how the Beis Yosef learns Rabbeinu Tam. So this is our second opinion. Rabbeinu Tam says, something spills, no new bracha, if you had das. If you didn't have das, you have to make a new bracha. So how does he learn the second and third case in Yerushalmi? Again, we'll get to that after we learn the Rabbit. Yeah?
Is there a difference if like, you have a bottle of water and you say, I've got to have this bottle of water, or I've got to have a cup of water?
You have a bottle of water, and then you're going to pour it?
No, I'm saying, let's say I have a cup of water, so when I'm saying the Rabbit, I've got to drink this cup of water versus having got to drink a cup of water?
Cup of water versus a cup of water? Yeah. So it seems like you're having das on this cup of water, and you want to know, so I'm not having das on another cup of water?
Yeah, what do they mean by that exactly? Do they mean, like, the cup of water that's in your hand when you're saying a bracha, or do they mean, like, as long as you have a dot, can I have a cup of water?
I think you have das to have more. Das to have more. Of course you're having das on the cup in front of you, you're making a bracha on that. The question is, did you have das to have more cups of water, more cups of wine? And the answer is, if yes, then you don't have to make a bracha. If no, you do have to make a bracha. Okay, according to the Rosh, right, even if you did have das, you have to make a bracha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have das, you don't have to make a bracha. So that's machlokas, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the third opinion? Again, we're going to get back to how Rabbeinu Tam learns the second and third case in Yerushalmi after we learn the Ravid. So what does the Ravid say? So it's a little bit unclear in the Beis Yosef. He explains it, but I'm saying the Lashonos are difficult. The Ber Halacha makes it clearer that the Ravid, we'll read in the Beis Yosef, and then maybe we'll see it in the Ber Halacha. So what does the Ravid say? It's the line we just skipped. So Kemosha Kasav HaRav Rabbeinu David Abu Draham. So Abu Draham quotes B'Shem HaRavid, Delo Adif Mikos Biyad Kol Echa Ve'Echa. So let's say everybody, I'm making kiddush, and everybody has their own cup in front of them, with grape juice in it. V'kulam shosim b'brachas l'shal mavar. So you're all going to drink your cup based on my bracha. V'tu amrinan kula nivga d'brachasahi. What? Right, it's all part of that bracha. It's all included in my bracha. Yours are covered. Alma, right, this is an important line. Kol d'manach kame, anything that's in front of you, chayla bracha ilave, ad kan. Anything that's in front of you, the bracha is chal on that. So the only question why I'm saying it's a little confusing the Beis Yosef is because he sort of smushes the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid together. He says kemosha kasav the Ravid, right? It seems like though that the way the Ber Halacha explains it though is that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid are saying two separate things. So again, the Rabbeinu Tam says if I have das, no new bracha. If I don't have das, new bracha. The Raivid, just from that, if you focus on that last line, it's kol demonach kame, anything that's in front of you, the brachas chal, even perhaps if you did not have das. As long as it's in front of you, we're going to assume the stam das is on everything that's in front of you. That's how the Bar Halacha understands the Raivid. Yeah.
Would that mean that if there's enough in, let's say, his kos, I can put my kos down and make it and drink his cup if everything was chal?
Yeah, who's for the
kos? According to the Raivid, I'm making kiddush and there are three cups, everyone has their own cup, yeah. Right? If there's enough in his cup for me to be yotzei my kiddush, can I put my cup down and pick up his kos and drink?
Because you're saying the dafka.
Because the bracha is chal, it's chal and everything in front of me.
Yeah, anything that's there. Seems like anything that's there. That's how the Beis Yosef, again, if you go back to the Rishonim and you start analyzing them, can you explain them differently? Can you explain the Raivid differently? Can you explain the Rebbe Tam differently? Perhaps. But just for now, what we have here is a three-way machlokas. Right? This is the three-way machlokas. According to the Rush, if you have things, if you make a bracha on something in your hand, or let's say a cup that's in your hand, and then that thing spills, even if you had other things in front of you, even if you had das on everything else, you still have to make a new bracha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have something in your hand, as long as you have das on everything else, you don't have to make a new bracha if it spills. According to the Raivid, anything that's in front of you, you mistama have das on.
Okay? Even if you don't have like das.
Even if you don't actively think about it, mistama, everything that's in front of you, you have das. The bracha is chal on everything in front of you. Yeah.
But would the Raivid not say that having, if several other things in front of me, having das on one thing intrinsically takes away from the das on everything else?
Meaning, let's say you specifically say I'm only having a das on this, then perhaps you would agree that it's only on that. But if you don't, I guess stam, the point is that stam das is on everything. Even if you pick something up, even if you picked up one of them, we're not going to assume that the fact that you picked it up is lafuke the other ones. Your das is to eat everything. What?
Even does Rabbeinu Tam to feed
it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, why does he equate them?
He equates the baby because if you, according to the Raivid, they also say if you had das on one thing, you don't have das on anything else. Having das on something, you take it from
das. According to the Rush. According to the Rosh, having das on one thing is lafuke everything else. According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rebbe, that's not true.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, so you're right. So they are connected, they're just not identical. The way he presents it is just sort of just like throwing in all opinions. That's all I was pointing out. But you're right, they are different, but they have commonalities that it's not that it's lafuke everything else, the fact that you picked up something.
Can you crunch the three opinions?
Yeah, again. The Rosh. Yeah. What does the Rosh say? You crunch it for me. What does the Rosh say?
We have to have das on that,
and
if regardless of what else is in front of you,
you
will be.
Right, I wouldn't say you have to have das, and
if you pick it up,
you're automatically, your das is only on that, lafuke everything else, regardless of what your mind is thinking. Sort of like your actions overtake whatever your mind is thinking, and that your bracha is only chal on this. Okay, that's the Rush. According to the Rebbeinu Tam, your bracha is on. I'd say better. According to Rabbeinu Tam, your bracha depends on your das. If you have das on everything, so even if this thing falls,
the Rosh says even if you pick something up, if you have das on everything else, once you pick something up,
that's exact words.
And the
Rabbeinu says anything that's in front of you. So there's a question in the Achronim about according to Rabbeinu Tam, and if this is going to confuse you, don't worry about it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, is it? Let's say. It's in front of you, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's talking about a case where you're bringing it in from the outside. Let's say it's in front of you, like the Raivid. Exactly. Would Rabbeinu Tam argue with the Raivid? It's not fun to discuss that, but don't worry about that for now. We have three opinions. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Raivid. So now, just to, before we get to Halacha Maaseh, just to bring the Raivid into the Yerushalmi, how does the Raivid understand the Yerushalmi? And then we'll explain how Rabbeinu, based on that, we'll explain how the Rabbeinu Tam understood the Yerushalmi. So we understand, again, Rabbeinu Tam, we understand the first case of the Yerushalmi is, why does Rabbeinu Tam say that you don't make a new bracha? Safek brachas lahaka. So what about the case of the lechem, and what about the case of the pugla? So how does he understand those cases? So now let's go to the Raivid. So what does the Raivid say? So how does the Raivid understand the first case of the Yerushalmi? So there's a question in the Yerushalmi, it wasn't answered. So we're going to say, so he's answering a lakula? Like what?
The Raivid said it's stam das on everything, right? So then he says, then the Yerushalmi brings a piece of the water after the first case and says that since the das was on the water from the river, it doesn't matter that the water for any time wasn't there, you can still drink. So the case of the beans, the same thing. Since das is on all the beans, it doesn't matter that one bean fell. So you make you can still beat those other beans.
What?
The case of the river to be holding on, so you can't bring that as a proof.
No, because he'll learn after Yerushalmi like this, that by the Mayim, that's only Tlafuke Turmuso, our case specifically, because that's the only thing that was in front of you. But by the Mayim, I mean, by Turmuso is a special case, there's nothing else in front of you. By the Mayim, if you have more in front of you, then about it, you would make a rough.
So maybe he learns that the first case means nothing else in front of you. Maybe, yeah, it could be.
No,
you have to make some ukimta. I'm saying you can't just say Safek Brachos Lahakel because it should have been, according to the Raivin, that it shouldn't be a question, right? According to the Raivin, the answer should be if you have a termus in front of you and it drops, you don't have to make it a bracha. Unless the Raivin is saying, right, the Raivin is not saying Pshat Safek Brachos Lahakel. The Raivin is saying that your das is on everything in front of you.
And here the termus is that you have nothing else in front of you.
Right, so, I mean, we didn't learn that until now, but he's saying you can make
and
that
by, a but by the case of the Mayim, there was water in front of you.
He's using the
Yerushalmi Svara by us, by other.
Right, it could be, yeah. What do you say?
I think that maybe he's just asking what the halakha would be for the beans over there. And he's saying that you don't need to make a rough because there's still left in front of you. But why is the river different? Because that's talking about a case where specifically it's about that. So here we're not talking about
that. So you're saying that the Yerushalmi answered his question? Or it didn't answer his question. Because maybe the Yerushalmi answered his question that you have Stam Das and everything. Okay, I'm not sure. The first case is a little bit difficult to read with the Rabbi, but you could make some argument. So what about Pas? And this is what I want to focus on for a second, getting back to our Tosfos' brainwashing. So had Pas, the case of Pas and the Yerushalmi, it didn't say anything, right? The Rush and the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rush and the Tosfos says, oh, this is what it means. So how else can you read? According to the Rabbi, you can't read like Tosfos. And then the Rush is saying that the case of Pas is teaching us that you don't have to make a new bracha. That you do have to make a new bracha. According to the Rabbi, you don't have to make a new bracha. So it can't be that that's what the case of Pas is teaching me. So what's the case of Pas teaching me according to the Rabbi? So you have a few ways of saying it. Number one, you can say that maybe you just need a bracha on the shalim, like our Gemara. Maybe the Yerushalmi and the Babi aren't arguing. Maybe when the Yerushalmi says you have to make the bracha and then pores, that's the same thing as tichla bracha mapas, and that there's no machlokas. And the svar is that you just need to make your bracha, and, you know, it's part of a din and betzias hapas, and you make your bracha with the shalim, so in order to have the...
Yeah, then what's the connection?
Who needs a connection? They're two separate cases. Go back to Yerushalmi. I think the chiddush is the Rush and the Rabbeinu Tam. The way the Yerushalmi goes, it's two cases. They're next. There's no connecting verbs in between the Yerushalmi, in between the first and second case.
What's the period?
It's two separate cases.
The period of the before Tani, and then
yeah, it's two separate things. Why is the Luchor right? It doesn't say anything. It says Eimav Baruch Ma'apasav B'Shashu Poris. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush have to say. I'm sorry, the Rush and Tosa have to say. Oh, what does that mean? That maybe it'll fall down. What in Hechi Tesa? That's what it means. It doesn't say that.
So you're saying the bigger fish is the Rush having that.
I don't know what's bigger or less, but I'm saying there's something strange.
You're saying the pashas of this is how the Rabbi learns it.
I'm not saying pashas. I'm just saying that they're both. That don't say that the Raivid is a bigger chiddush than the Rush and the Rabbeinu Tam. They're both the Rush and Tosfos, because they're both the same. They're both a chiddush, right? You don't have to read the Yerushalmi either way. Yerushalmi could just be two separate things. There's one din of Rebzreika, and that's the Termusa. There's a second din of the Pas, which is ambiguous. The Lashon is ambiguous, right? And then what about Pugla? Okay, so first of all, there's another way to read the Pas according to the Raivid. What's the other way to read the Pas according to the Raivid? So if you go back to the Beis Yosef. Go back to the Beis Yosef in the Shiboli Aleket that we saw. Everybody with me in the Beis Yosef? So what does the Shiboli Aleket say? So we read the first part of the Shiboli Aleket. Now let's go to the second part. Right, so we left off Teku di Surah L'chumra. So at the end of that line, V'amivarech al ha... Mitzvah soso al davar lo ochlo lo also biyado lo fishah. Right, so something you make a bracha and lo also biyado, it didn't come to your hands for some time. Binis akev ma'at, you waited a little bit, but also biyado, then it comes to your hand. Lach mikat, sarach lach vilbar. You have to make a new bracha. Why? And then it quotes the Rishami. The Hamridamir Rishami, Hada Amra, Hadunasavi Gula, which is in our Rishami, I think it's called Igula, that's the Pugla, Gula Asabiyade. So what does Lo Asabiyade mean? Back to our original Machlokes. You said Lo Asabiyade meant that he dropped it. That's what the Rush said. What did you say, Lo Asabiyade?
He didn't have it before.
That he didn't have it in the first place. That's what the Shibol Nevak is saying. You didn't have it in the first place. So Nis'akev Ma'at Ba'al Sabiyadu. So there's a little bit of a time break. So how is he learning the Yerushalmi? What's the case of the Pugla? It's a Dinan Hesek Hadas. It's a Dinan Hefsek. Lo Asabiyadu doesn't mean he dropped it. Lo Asabiyadu, Pshuto Kamashmo, means it wasn't in his hands yet. You made a brach and it wasn't in your hands yet. If it wasn't in your hands yet, it's a case of a hefsek. There you have to make a new bracha. The rabbi would agree with that. You have to make a new bracha in that case. Because that we're not talking about whether it dropped or not. We're talking about just a din and hefsek. So that's how you would learn the third case. What about the second case? What about the case of pas? Same thing. The reason why you make the reason why you, right, what's a din? What does Yerushalmi say? Right, so what's the reason you have to do that? Not because maybe it'll fall and you'll have to make a new bracha, but it's a din and hefsek hadas. It's a din and hefsek that ein mevarach al pas el b'shashu pares. As you're cutting it, you have to make the bracha because otherwise you're going to have the hefsek hadas, like Toso said in our sugya about Rava. But he's saying it here within even
can
within
Rav Zera. Can you make a feeling between the two cases about once right Sarah Suda, the cutting of the bread is
You don't need to make chalukim. Why are we making chalukim? We don't need to make chalukim. It makes perfect sense.
No, but you could say that, like, you said that he can't. I mean, I guess you can't say.
All right, so before we get to chalukim, let's just make sure we got it. What time is it?
1:15.